Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Live from the Mulcairn Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
The words verbatim that just came out of John Lopez's mouth When this bumper music came on was, Figgy's in a mood. And he didn't mean it in a bad way.
Figgy's in a mood.
How we feeling, Fig?
I'm feeling good, man.
Yeah, man.
You know, I've been in this mood for a couple weeks now, man.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Feeling good.
I feel like a lot of people like it, too.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Great music.
You can't go wrong with this.
Mm-mm. No, you can't. And I feel like you can't go wrong with a steak. That is one of the things that was on the menu at the Masters Champions Dinner last night in Augusta, ahead of the Masters 2025. And so in honor of that, Scottie Scheffler, the champion last year, and he has an opportunity to win it again this year. But in honor of that, let's get into our question of the day. What would you have to have on your Masters Champions Dinner? Because Scottie Scheffler put together what I think a lot of people looked at as a pretty good menu. It was very, very indicative of himself. Like, I think
you have to do it like that. It has to be a representation, a reflection of who you are.
I feel like there's one of two ways. It's either that or you just do, hey, what am I trying to eat? Like, what do I really like? You know what I mean? Because sometimes, are we allowed to play this? I legitimately don't know.
A little bit.
Them people at Augusta National, bro, they could be litigious and they have the money to do it. Like, they don't do anything that they don't want to do, and they don't want you to do.
They're a little stuffy.
Did you see the dude who was on social media?
Mm-hmm.
Like, pleading his case because it's a lottery.
Yes,
he won the ticket. He won tickets and he prized possession, put him in his safe personally, like made arrangements, only told a few friends. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he gets a letter from Augusta National saying your tickets have been revoked. Mm-hmm. You can't come because we got wind that you were trying to sell these. And he's like, what? I would never. Come to find out, somebody had made a whole Facebook account with his identity trying to sell some tickets, which, first of all, how'd y'all know he had these tickets?
Yeah.
And second of all, what was your plan? Because once you agreed to some, sale, you ain't had no tickets to send, right?
That's called scamming.
That is called scamming.
But, like, dude is, like, I appreciate it because he clearly loves the Masters.
He sent
the tickets back, and he's like, I know I'm not going to go this year, which sucks, but I'm just trying to get it so that in the future, maybe I can go back. He is really
pleading to take care of his case.
They got to.
They need to take care of him. I would tell you my Master story about the media tournament on the day after the Sunday, on the Monday after the...
You got to play?
Well...
I was about to say, you better not. Like, I'm going to be mad. I'm not even good at golf, but I'm going to be mad.
No, this is a reflection of how... and I love you guys, but there's a little wink-wink going on over in Augusta National. So there's probably 300 or 400 members of the media that go to Augusta National every year to cover it. And I covered it 3 years in a row. And I got wind from the previous person that was there, take your golf clubs. They have a lottery every Saturday of Masters Week. And they pick, I want to say it's like 12 members of the media that can play on Monday morning. With the flag still where they were on Augusta Sunday.
Same pin location.
Same pin location, everything. they have this lottery. I took my golf clubs all three times.
No pick.
Never got picked. But are you familiar with the name Dan Jenkins?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Got picked every year.
Okay. All right. So it's a lottery. It's a all right, I got
lottery.
You. Lottery. Got you.
The NBA is. Lottery type of feel too.
It's like David Stern was picking Dan Jenkins.
This name is kind of cold. I went, oh, look, it's Dan Jenkins.
I saw Jenkins the last year and I barely knew him. I knew him a little bit, but it was enough to be able to say, man, you just leave your clubs here?
He got one of them lockers in there.
You got a locker?
Man, I'm feeling lucky. Man.
All right. So if you did not know, Scotty Scheffler's menu is as follows. Yeah. Appetizers. He went very layman. He went very blue collar, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, relatively upscale because it has to be. It's Augusta National.
Sure.
Cheeseburger sliders, apparently served Scotty style, whatever the hell that means. Mm-hmm. And then firecracker shrimp, which, nice
right.
little touch.
It feels
a little Applebee's, but I ain't mad at you. Mm-hmm. And then I like this. This means a little bit more than what it sounds like. Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli bites, which is a pecorino cheese, tomato, and basil sauce. And it's like, all right, so he had ravioli. That's actually a little good-natured ribbing from himself because he missed some time mm-hmm. earlier this year or late last year, something to that effect.
Yeah.
When he hurt himself, he stabbed himself in somewhere. He cut himself with a broken wine glass when he was
making ravioli.
Making ravioli.
I completely forgot about that until you reminded me.
Yeah, so I thought that was funny. Mm-hmm. But then the first course is basically a Frito pie, mm-hmm. Texas-style chili, cheese, jalapenos, corn chips, and then the main course is a cowboy ribeye steak or black and red fish, mac and cheese, cream corn, Brussels sprouts, and sweet potatoes. And they finish it off with a warm chocolate chip skillet cookie with some ice cream on top.
Everything good except the cookie.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
See, you also getting on here. The cookie is great.
The cookie.
But I'm not going to lie. The whole menu does feel like you went to BJ's Brew House. Like, it's good, but also, like, this feels kind of chain. It feels kind of chain restaurant. Yeah. So, Lopez, how are you? Where are you going? Because it seems like you're going with something that speaks to your heritage.
I wrote mine down. Right. I was so excited about this.
Because, all right, what you got?
Because it has to be a reflection of you now. Okay, and who you are.
So wait, Reggie, you got your passport? You got the passport?
I actually need to, this is funny, need to go get that done.
Okay, we probably about to go over to France.
No. Lopez. It's me, it's just like who I am.
Now we going to San Antonio, I don't need a passport.
We got to go to Germany
so
to get this wine.
You got me thinking a little bit, there's one in Argentina that I might have. But anyway, appetizer, pork empanadas, and chicken enchilada dip.
I'm here with it.
You got to go,
I'm here
that's my roots. That's where it starts. Homemade pork empanadas and chicken enchilada dip. Then you go into the real me now. Smoked beef ribs with spatchcock chicken glazed in OG sauce. Because you got to have the barbecue, you know. And the best bite in barbecue is beef ribs. Like, remember those big ribs we had at the tailgate?
Yeah.
That is the best bite in barbecue. And spatchcock chicken is so good. It's the one that's kind of flared out, open, so good.
And that's the first course?
Is that the main course? The appetizer would be the empanadas and chicken enchilada dip. Main course, beef ribs, smoked beef ribs with spatchcock chicken glazed in OG sauce.
You went all the way. You just give me the basics, dog. What is happening here?
Sides. And you've had some of this before because it's the same recipe. Grandma Lopez's potato salad.
Okay.
And charro beans with Elgin sausage cookie crumbles.
Okay, cool.
You ever had Elgin sausage? Best on the planet.
I have.
Best on the planet.
I'm very, very fortunate to have had some.
Yeah, that's mixed up, crumbled into the charro beans. And then dessert, homemade peach cobbler with homemade whipped cream and homemade vanilla ice cream.
I respect that you went with an elevated dessert.
Yeah.
I That's the only thing I got to say against Scotty here is that everything is relatively simple. Go ahead and go elevated in my mind. Some people that are on the text line here, some people said that the crab meat cheesecake. Wait, what is that? Cheese? Crab meat cheesecake?
Crab meat cheesecake.
I am confused as to what we're doing here. 713, Caesar salad, main entree, lamb shank braised in port wine served with prosciutto wrapped asparagus. Oh, y'all went wild. Wild rice. Mm-hmm. And then they went with a souffle for dessert. I'm judging everybody on the dessert, I'm going to be honest. That is particularly where I'm going. Someone said pig wings and sweet potato waffle fries for one of the appetizers. I like what you're doing there. Chicken fried backstrap and black and red snapper. Okay, that's nothing clear leg. Shout out to you. And then someone said pork ribs over beef ribs. So they're shouting you out there. Figgy, all right, you don't have to give me a whole menu. I don't know if you have one, but what's something that you absolutely got
to
have on here?
Yeah, I tried to come up with a whole menu. Mm-hmm. So with the appetizer, I got to go with the bacon jalapeno popper dip.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
The MVP of Super Bowl trip. Yeah. That's right.
Yep. So, and then I'm looking at his list. So, he got like a first course.
Yeah. Appetizer.
Is that kind of like an appetizer?
Yeah.
Too?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the some dry rub, probably like some dry rub wings.
Okay.
Some type of seasoning.
That's
dry
smart.
Rub wings.
That's a good call.
And then I want to throw in the charred grilled oysters.
Oh, God. That's a good
because
pick.
Because that's not that's too heavy or nothing like that.
Yeah.
And then for the main course, I would like to do like a char grilled steak with the five pepper seasoning on it.
Yep, good choice.
As far as size, I got to go with the Brussels sprouts.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some put a little sweetness to it.
Yep.
And
probably a little honey on them.
Yeah. I don't know what they be putting on every, because I had some 2 days ago and it was really good. I went to Bungalows.
Okay.
And it has some really good Brussels sprouts. Mm-hmm. But top it off with some mac and cheese, like a real
of course
good mac
I should have picked that one.
Yeah,
I should have seen that mac. One coming. Yeah,
yeah, like a real good baked mac.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
chips and chili con queso, boudin egg rolls, smoked wings, brisket banana pudding. All right, a good wait, brisket banana pudding, brisket and banana pudding.
Oh,
is there a separation in there?
There's gotta be.
I might be bugging here. All right, yeah. So this is the thing for me, fellas, is that I can't put together a full menu because what I would my theory would be too elevated for me to execute. I'm not a restaurateur. My thought is, in your same vein, like do something that speaks to you. And you. I'm trying to pull way too many things together. Like I'm trying to pull my Nigerian.
Like
identity.
I didn't even do any fish.
I'm trying to hit Houston hard.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm like, all right. So I definitely want some like jollof rice, right? We just need some Nigerian. And that's not even, I could go crazy with it. I could do some pound of yam or something. I'm not doing all that. But I'm also like, I want to get some crawfish or something in here.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
come on. Hey,
like, I want to get some.
You all over the
place.
Yeah,
make a call.
I want to get like some pad see you for some Thai food.
Chef is throwing up his hands right now.
Like, I want to go
rice in there too.
That you see it. I was like, Korean wings. I'm like, I'm doing way too many different things. I don't know how I can make this happen. But the one thing I know
pick
I need.
Pick a lane.
I just wanted to let you know I want all of those things. In fact, I'm going to do the thing where I just throw this out here. I'm like, hey, y'all going to eat all this. Y'all going to have bubble guts all week. Deal with it. But the one thing I need is some fire bread pudding on the back end.
See, like, those are the kind of desserts I like. You're
dessert.
Like me. I like the bread puddings. I like the cobblers. You know, I like, oh, so good.
Somebody said justice for skillet cookies.
Look, I don't mind.
I
don't mind cookies.
I think they're good.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking them down. I just feel like we need to elevate the dessert. Like you need to have something with a little bit of complexity to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate you. Somebody said Popeye's fried chicken is all they want from the 8-2, bro. They're gonna kick you out. Now when you win the Masters, you gotta they gotta respect it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm taking this all the way down. I'm like, look, we gonna have all sorts of different stuff. I didn't go that far as to like have Popeye's chicken. Right? I had to do that. Lobster thermidor. Oh, I know you doing well.
What if you had to do a Masters dinner with just fast food?
Ooh, that's interesting. That's a whole nother thing. All right, let's see what are the absolute musts if you're going fast, or are we going like fast casual?
You got to be in your car to pick it up. You got to be in your car to pick it up.
Ooh,
I would go red beans and rice from Popeyes.
That's a good shout.
That's one of my sides. I'd do the
you're killing me because I've tried
mac and cheese from Chick-fil-A.
Is that?
That's good.
I don't
like it?
I mean, it's not that I don't like it. It's I don't
you know
love
what?
It.
Are there still KFCs?
What do you mean? Look at every man, John Lopez. Are you peasants still eating KFCs?
There's not as many in Houston anymore, man. There's just not.
I will.
So I'll change it to KFC mac and cheese. Red beans and rice from Popeyes.
Put a Trill Burger on here. What you mean?
I would
we can get that on the card.
Trill Burger got the drive through now.
Give me some Frenchies.
Sourdough Jack from Jack in the Box.
Okay.
And then waffle fries from Chick-fil-A. I do hit Chick-fil-A with the waffle
fries. That's the best fries, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody said 281, you're about to get in an argument who has the best French fries.
Yeah.
Well, we did.
Damn, they're close.
Yeah, I'm not going to dig all the way into that. It's like Crystal Burgers. Somebody said they need a tuna.
Crystal Burgers.
Tuna nigiri.
Where you live at?
Crystal Burger.
Oh, and I appreciate our Filipino brethren.
Brother
who
in
said,
the Midwest. Where's he at?
I know, right? It doesn't matter. As long as you're listening, we appreciate you. But yeah. Somebody said you need to try Jollibee Chicken. I've tried. Well, actually, I haven't had enough Jollibee Chicken. I had one with a place that was just opening, so I don't think that was a fair look. But yeah, shout out to our folks from the Philippines with the Jollibee Chicken. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, that's the tough part is if you're trying to make a Houston-centric one,
yeah.
It gets hard because we got so much diversity. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard to make that happen. Right, anyways, we need a Houston golfer winning this and doing that for us, though.
Oh, I got you on the Masters, man.
Okay, all right.
I got you.
But yeah, Scottie Scheffler is expected to be up
Scheffler
there.
Scheffler will be up Rory, there. Rory's got a lot really of hot right now, and I put him on my pool, which means he's probably going to lose. Really hot. I would say Morikawa, real hot right now. Real good at Augusta. Maybe some long shots. Will Zalatoris makes a real appearance. He's back.
Remember
he had that broken wrist last year. He's playing pretty well right now.
He helped me get to Vegas. Remember?
Yeah, he's a long shot. He helped you get to Vegas.
I'm looking forward to all that.
Some money with Will.
Also looking forward to in the 1 o'clock hour of this show. Are you a fan of comedian Brian Regan? We'll be giving away tickets to a show for him. I think he'll be having that in December. Or wait, when is that? Again?
December 4th.
December 4th. Okay, so yeah. Later in the year, but you have an opportunity to win those tickets listening to In the Loop today. All right, coming up next, let's go around the NFL, including who is possibly, or actually, let's get into just the sports Emmys. Sports Emmys are out, and there's an interesting omission on this. We'll talk about that and more next.